Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Vesser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg, member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders, EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, just about ready to get things underway. Streaks in their road gray with the new ones, with the white trim, the streaks down the sides of the shorts and the jerseys, white numbers and, I guess, black trim. Pontiac in their home whites, again, blue, navy blue and red trim. White numbers and white letters with the navy blue and red trim. Starting for the streaks, same way they have been starting. They come out with Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston, Audrey Peck, Kaylee Miller, and Chelsea Stevenson. Pontiac counters with Tristina Einhaus, Cassidy Ringles, Samantha Tillman, Addison Mashing, and Lindsey Hunt. Tip won by Pontiac. And the streaks, job by
block by Riley.
Yeah, Riley Jenkins with a good block. It was Cassidy Ringle that took the tip and tried to run it down. Thought she had a free layup, and a nice job by Riley Jenkins to take control and get the block. Goes back to Pontiac. Inbound comes to Hunt. Out high it goes to Ringle on the right side. Bounce and a steal by Kaylee Miller. Kaylee on the run across midcourt left side. Goes to the wing and pulls up. Picks it up. Now she'll fire the three. Short, and the rebound, Lauren Livingston, goes up. No, rolls off as she got fouled. I would like to see her get that one to start the game. The foul, I believe, is going to go against Samantha Toman. It does go against Toman. That is her first foul in the ball game. Nice offensive board by Lauren Livingston. She'll go to the free throw line with two shots.
Yeah, better positioning. One of the things the Streaks have struggled with in the early going of the season is getting those rebounds. And a good job by Lauren getting in there and getting good position and pulling the rebound down.
Lauren with 6 points in the early game, basket, and 4 for 4 from the line. The Streaks, as the second one is up and good, the Streaks starting a new streak on free throws. They hit their first 13 in the game earlier today. They missed their final free throw. They were 13 for 14, and now we're starting a new one as Lauren Livingston's hit 2.
Yeah, good teams win at the line, and a nice showing in the early game by the Streaks.
Full court pressure. Pontiac gets it across. This is Ringle out high on the right side. Top of the key, it goes to Hunt. Out high on the right side, this is Einhaus. Top of the key to Toman. Now the left wing. This is Ringle with it. Now at the top of the key. Try to get it down to the post. Knocked away by Chelsea Stevenson. And Riley Jenkins comes away with it. Riley on the run. Down the right side. Lays it up and can't hit, but the foul's going to go against Cassidy Ringle.
So two quick fouls in the early going here for Pontiac, and that's not a good sign for this ball club. You do not want to start the game putting the Streaks to the line after they had such a hot earlier game at the free throw line.
Riley was 4 for 4 in the first game. She had 3 3-pointers, a couple of twos, 4 for 4 from the line, had 17 points. Oh, I jinxed her, missed that one.
There you go.
The broadcaster's jinx. We think we have so much effect on the game. 2-0 Streaks lead, 6:59 to play here in the first quarter over the Pontiac Indians. Second shot for Riley up, and that one is good. And they'll pick up with full court pressure again. Inbound comes to Hunt. Now this is Toman with it. Gives way to Mashing. Back to Toman. Gets it across midcourt right side and tried to bounce it through the middle. It went off the back, I think, of Riley Jenkins' legs and right into the hands of Addison Mashing, and she puts it up and in from about 17. First basket for the Indians. 3-2 Streaks. Now three-pointer right baseline from Chelsea Stevenson is no good. Rebound's going to fall out of bounds on the near side, and it'll go back to the Pontiac Indians.
Yeah, she had her foot on the line. The official up nearest to the play called that a 2 on the attempt. So Chelsea, again, we've seen it a couple times so far this season. She likes to be right up on the line. Sometimes she gets that foot right on top of it, though.
Yeah, had one earlier today that one she made, one she missed, but then she also had a three that she made. On the dribble, this is Einhaus cut off and gets it out high to Rengel between the circles, or Rengel, rather. Now it's mashing to Rengel. Left wing to Toman. Now Rengel on the left baseline. Swing it over to Hunt. She'll fire the three out high right side. No good. And Lauren Livingston skies for the rebound. Kicks it up to Kaylee Miller left wing. Now it's Riley Jenkins on the volleyball spike line between the circles. Under 6 minutes to play first quarter. 3-2 Streaks lead. Well, the pace hasn't been that much different with Pontiac so far than earlier today, but Pontiac is a more disciplined team than what we saw earlier from Alton. Now left baseline, Riley Jenkins missed a 15-footer. Audrey Peck in with a rebound, and she was going to go up and thought about the shot, thought about the pass, thought too long, and came back down, and the Streaks turned it over.
Yeah, a good ball movement, though, by the Streaks right there. They saw the 1-2-2 zone. They went side to side with the skip pass, opened Riley up for a nice, easy two-point look. I'd like to see, though, at one point it looked like there was a potential for action of Lauren screening the outside of the zone to open up Kaylee for a three. They didn't get her the ball, though.
Mashing misses the 17-footer from the right wing. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. 3-2 Streaks. Down it goes to Kaylee Miller, left wing. Swing it over to Chelsea Stephenson, right wing. On top of the three-point line, too strong. Rebound comes down to Einhaus from Pontiac. She gives way to Rengel. Left wing to Einhaus. She'll bring it back out high. Gives out high right side to Mashing. Mashing out high left side, and that ball's going to go out of bounds. It's Sydney Barnett, who's in for Pontiac, and they turn it over as Cadence Leidick and Arlita Brown will check in for Streak substitutions of the night. They'll give Lauren Livingston and Chelsea Stephenson a rest.
Third Pontiac turnover so far in the game.
Now they go to a 1-2-2 zone this time. This is Kaylee Miller, left wing Riley Jenkins, backdoor pass Audrey Peck on the right side up off the glass. Missed it, though. Came up short. She thought she was going to get some contact, but pulled up short on it. This is Rengel, has it on the right side. Right winger goes to Barnett. Out high right side, this is Einhaus. And a steal by Kaylee Miller. Got there in the passing lane. Kaylee down the right side, lay it up and in.
Well, a great job by Kaylee, too. She knocked that ball away and full speed was able to push up the floor for the easy layup.
30-second timeout called by Pontiac head coach Brad Harmon. They had their assistant coach is Kiana Coomber in the program and had Brittany Jans. He said, nope, Kiana Coomber, or Coomer, he said, is her name. I'm guessing she played some basketball because she's taller than any of the Pontiac players down there.
She definitely is.
I mean, I'm guessing a good, and I walked by her down there. She was talking to the players after I interviewed Coach Harmon, and I'm a good 6'1", anyway, I'm guessing. Don't know where she played, but I'm sure she probably played some in her day. All right, it'll be Pontiac basketball out of the timeout. 4:36 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 5-2. Cadence Leidick, Riley Jenkins, Audrey Peck, Arlita Brown, Kaylee Miller on the floor for the Streaks. Down court it goes. One got free and traveled.
Traveled.
Yep, there's a travel. It was Samantha Toman. She saw the open lane to the basket, and then I don't know which one of our defenders got there, and she tried to stop and tripped and slipped and fell and turned the ball over. What's that, four on them now?
That's five.
Five turnovers. It's Riley Jenkins on the left wing, left baseline. Kaylee Miller turns, spots up for three, missed it, and the rebound comes down to Mashing for Pontiac. Mashing across midcourt, top of the key, out high right side. It goes to Rengel. Rengel penetrates, kicks back out to Barnett.
Streak's just been a little bit cold from the field, Tom. You'd like to see him work the ball a little bit more inside to get the scoring opened up.
Toman drives, pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit, and the rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins. Good help defense from Arlita Brown that time. Oh, nice pass from Arlita. Audrey Peck couldn't hang on. Arlita gets it back, kicks out to Kaylee Miller for three, in and out, no good. Audrey Peck keeps it alive. Can't pull it in, though, and it comes away to Toman for Pontiac.
Good wraparound pass by Arlita. Unfortunately, Audrey wasn't ready for it. Bounced off her hands. Arlita was able to get it back and kick it out to Kaylee there for the three, which was just short.
Toman, 18-footer, no good. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. And Arlita Brown was our day's auto body crunch time player of the game in the early game. She didn't do anything spectacular, but, you know, she just doesn't make mistakes. And on top of she always plays good defense, pulls down some rebounds. She also scored 6 points. Every time they got it to her in a position to score, she scored. K. Kaylee Miller, left baseline, thought about the three, kicks back out high to Riley Jenkins. Streaks being patient on offense, looking for the opening. A bump out there not called. Ringel now pushes on Riley Jenkins, and they don't call it. Now it's Caden Slidek on the left wing. Gets to Rodney Preck down on the block left side. Can't hit the shot. Rebound comes away to Michaela Fisher, a sophomore in there for Pontiac. Ringel quickly up court to Mashing. Fires from on top of the three-point line. Missed it. Caden Slidek with a rebound. Traveled, and they didn't see it. She started to take off, and before she put the ball on the floor, saw the defender coming, and then took a step, then put it on the floor. Riley Jenkins with a straight-on three, missed that one, and a rebound comes down to Fisher for Pontiac. She'll bring it across herself.
Streaks just cannot buy a bucket right now. They've just been very cold from the field, but they're getting the shots close, so one would think eventually they'll start falling.
Ringel airballs the three. Arlita Brown with a weak side rebound for the Streaks. 2:22 to play in the first quarter, still 5-2 Streaks. Nobody scored for a little while. Kaylee Miller swings it over to Caden Slidek, right wing. She'll fire the 17-footer, missed it, and runs down her own rebound. Good hustle by Caden and gets fouled. Oh, going to get called for the travel. Yeah, she did kind of slide that pivot foot before she put it up. There was some contact, but that was after. I think she slid the pivot foot. So the Streaks turn it over. Is that number two on them or?
Two.
With 2:11 to play here in the first quarter, leading 5-2. Substitutions back in, Chelsea Stevenson and Lauren Livingston, and that'll spell Kaylee Miller and Audrey Peck. Cassidy Ringel.
Small.
Yeah. Cassidy Ringel brings across. Near steal by Caden Slidek, and it is a turnover. Caden's knocked it away, and it went off the hands of Fisher. She does, the difference was day Coach Massey talked about it in the postgame. Caden's got two quick fouls early and had three in the first half, and he said she didn't do anything different than she normally does. They were just calling it a little bit differently, and so that she picked up the foul. So she's going to do what she does, and did a great job that time knocking it away.
Well, if you're Coach Massey and you recognize that, you just tell her to keep doing it and don't worry about the foul calls.
Absolutely. Riley Jenkins out high on the right side, directs some traffic to Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline. Penetrates, pulls up with a 10-footer, got it. Nice move by Chelsea. Like to see that.
That's what you like to see, too, Tom, because her first two shots were a little bit off the mark. She decided to be aggressive and take it towards the rim to make it an easier shot.
And she got the ball on the floor before she moved her feet.
True.
She had a little problem with that a lot of last season. That's all right. And that just happened. That's a double dribble on Alyssa Fox, who's into the lineup for Pontiac.
That's seven. Seven turnovers.
Seven turnovers, 2 points for the Indians. Streaks lead 7-2. The fortunate thing for Pontiac is the Streaks just haven't been able to hit a shot. I mean, because we could be up, 20-2 at this point.
Yeah, the Streaks just have not taken advantage of these misses, or these turnovers, excuse me.
Top of the key, Caden Slidek for three. She can't hit. Rebound kept alive by Arlita Brown and run down by Lauren Livingston. Lauren on the right wing, swings it over to Riley Jenkins on the left wing. Back over to Caden Slidek, right wing. She'll penetrate and lost the handle on it. It's taken away. And it's dope. Now it's picked up. Pontiac lost it. Chelsea Stevenson picked it up. Left wing, Riley Jenkins penetrates, goes baseline, and tries to reverse a layup, can't hit. And the rebound comes down to Toman. Toman might have gotten a piece of that shot by Riley. 47 seconds to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 7-2. Fisher gives way to Mashing on the right side. Mashing looking for help.
Ooh.
Near steal by Caden Slidek. Nearly got it again from Fisher. Now it's stolen away as she got some help from Riley Jenkins. And Arlita Brown comes up with it. Here's Riley with 30 seconds to play. Left wing, Lauren Livingston for three. Too strong, right on target, too strong. Thought maybe that was going to be one that fell for her. Rebound comes away to Toman for Pontiac. Long downcourt pass to Mashing on the right wing with 18 seconds to play. Long three-pointer is up and good by Addison Mashing. She's got all five of Pontiac's points. Make it 7-5 with 10 seconds to play. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins. She'll fire the three short, and the rebound to Chelsea Stevenson. 15-footer left side is good. Chelsea making her presence felt. She's got four. First quarter comes to an end. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 9, the Pontiac Indians 5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes. Missing a minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You know, it's not a smart thing to do is take a bite of licorice during a timeout. Understand, or during a quarter break. Thanks to Pete Thierry. He provides me with stuff I don't need. Licorice mainly during the basketball season. Ah, it's so delicious, though.
Yeah.
Love the Twizzlers. All right, Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Tom Meredith there, Gibson at John Thiel Gym. 9-5, Galesburg leads the Pontiac Indians. Kaylee Miller with it out near the center circle. Out high it goes to Lauren Livingston. Now it's Audrey Peck, right wing to Kaylee Miller. Look for the back door and got it to Audrey. Puts it on the floor, puts it up short, and gets her own rebound. Audrey with it and double dribble. They missed it. And they got it out to Kaylee Miller. She's got it on the volleyball spike line. Kaylee drives right side, baseline, pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit, and the rebound comes away to Hunt for Pontiac. This is Ringel with it out at the top of the key, being guarded by Cadence Leidick. Now goes to Mashing right side, goes to the right elbow, top of the key, Hunt out high left side. This is Einhaus back in. Einhaus down the right side lane, kicks out to Mashing for three, missed it, and the rebound, Lauren Livingston for the Streaks. Lauren on the run, right side. Gets to Cadence Leidick, right baseline, and they're going to call a block.
Ooh.
Yeah, I thought they were going to call the travel, too, but they called the block on, was it Toman? Who was it? I believe Toman. If so, that'll be her first foul, or no, second. Oh, nope, they called it on Hunt, Lindsey Hunt. Picks up her first foul, three team fouls on Pontiac. Inbound to Cadence Leidick down the left block, turns, fakes, and they close out on her, kicks it out to Chelsea Stevenson. Now it's Kaylee Miller on the right wing. She'll bring it back out and set the offense for the Streaks. Lauren Livingston with it. Drives left side. Down the left side of the lane. Puts it up. Got it and one. Nice move. Nice power move by Lauren Livingston. Muscled it up and took the contact from Christina Einhaus. That's going to be her first foul. Lauren Livingston with a basket and one.
Well, nice bucket there for Lauren, but we've talked about how cold the Streaks have been shooting the ball. Just 4 of 20 now in the game from the field.
So good job by Lauren Livingston, who's had some trouble, especially from the perimeter, but it's nice to see her get in there and take the contact and put that shot up and in. Free throw up, in and out, no good. Audrey Peck has her hands on the rebound, is able to run it down on the right baseline. Gives to Chelsea Stevenson, to Riley Jenkins back in, out right of the center circle. Riley dribbles left. Down to the baseline, gets it up off the glass and in. Nice move. The defense kind of stopped, and she just went right past him. That's the first basket for Riley. And make it 13-5 Streaks.
Good job by the Streaks, too. Now two straight buckets, and both of them going to the rim, Tom. That's how you open things up.
And a travel on Mashing. She kind of lost her footing and tried to gather herself to shoot the shot. Took an extra step. 10 turnovers, 5 points for the Pontiac Indians.
Not the ratio that Coach Harmon wants.
Brad Harmon's thinking, why did I come out of retirement?
And he's super nice guy, the official, so I don't know if he didn't believe that was a travel, but it looked pretty obvious from here.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Nice move. Lauren Livingston crosses over, puts it up, can't hit the shot, though. Rebound comes down to Toman, and Mashing comes away with it for the Indians. Left wing goes to Ringel. She'll fire the long three. That's too strong, and the rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins for the Streaks. Riley on the run, left side. She's going to have to pull up on the left wing. Gives to Kaylee Miller out high left side. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound brought away by Lauren Livingston. Turnaround, puts it up. It's blocked by Toman. And now Audrey Peck able to run it down on the right baseline. Good hustle by Audrey. Good hustle by the Streaks on the offensive glass.
Four rebounds now for Audrey.
And she's got it out high on the right side. Gives to Riley Jenkins, left wing. She'll fire the three and gets knocked down. Couldn't hit the shot, but bad move by Einhaus. Came jumping out at Riley on the shot and ran into her. And that's her second foul. And Riley's going to go to the free throw line with three shots. That's the first one of those we've seen this season. Foul on a three-pointer. 5:38 to play first half. Streaks lead 13-5. Final game of the Thanksgiving tournament for the girls as Riley hits the first. She's got 4 points. The Galesburg High boys will wrap up their portion of the tournament. Following this game, they'll take on the, are they the Maroons Champaign
yes.
Central? Second shot is missed, too strong. As Arlita Brown checks in for Pontiac, Sydney Barnett checks in. Also for the Streaks, Cadence Leidick and Audrey Peck and Chelsea Stevenson get a break. Jeff Finke, the coach of Champaign Central. Of course, he had two of the sons have played at Illinois, and then one was out.
Well, one played at Illinois,
And then one went to.
I thought Grand Canyon.
Yeah, and I thought the one
Mike transferred to Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's what. Okay,
and then he's got another kid, Nick, I think, that's at Army.
Okay, I wondered where the other one went. Because when Illinois played Grand Canyon earlier this year, none of them were on the roster. Oh, a shot up and no good by Barnett, point blank on the streaks. I think it was Arlita Brown came yes. away with a rebound.
Well, one of the ones Mike graduated from Grand Canyon. The other one, Tim, transferred, and he is at.
Ooh, we're going to Arlita Brown got called with a charge. She got the ball down on the right block, and I don't know if I couldn't see him. She must have lowered her shoulder, I guess. That's actually the first foul on the streaks in this game as they turn it over. But, yeah, I kind of wondered because when
Tim,
I looked up Grand Canyon roster.
I want to say Tim's at one of the MAC schools.
Okay.
I don't remember if it's Kent State or.
Well, they were all tall. We know that.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, going to call a foul. They're going to say Arlita forced her out of bounds.
That's two quick fouls on Arlita now.
Yep. The only two fouls in the ballgame on the streaks.
Coach Massey gets anybody up. Not yet.
Nope. So Pontiac will inbound from the right baseline. It'll be Michaela Fisher. Bounce to Mashing, who got away, but then lost a handle on it. So otherwise, she would have had an easy shot. Had to bring it back out as it was. So Ringel with it out high left side. Spin, stops. Swings it over right wing to Barnett. She missed the three-pointer. And the rebound comes out long to Arlita Brown. She'll give way to Riley Jenkins. 4:30 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 15-5. Right side, Riley Jenkins. Back door to Audrey Peck. Left side, got too far under the basket on the catch and kicks it back to Cadence Leidick. Straight on, 16-footer. Good.
Nice and easy, Cadence.
Cadence had seven in the game earlier today, a three, a two, and a couple of free throws. Make it 17-5 streaks. Mashing the three-pointer top of the key. Stuck. That, you know what? I don't know how in the world at that angle it stuck there because she was not quite straight on. She was a little bit off-center for the top of the key, and it stuck between the rim of the basket on the left side. That's really hard to do.
Isn't Joe going to jump up there and get it?
I think they're going to try to get a ball to knock it out. I don't know. But that, wow. That is a strange angle. And it stuck in the top. It went down enough that it stuck in there.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it stick like that from that angle. You're right.
Camellia Schwartzman in for the streaks. She checks in and spells Arlita Brown. 4 minutes to play and a whistle. What's going on?
Oh, they gave the ball to the wrong team. Should have been.
Oh, because it was an alternate possession. Yep. That's why. Okay.
Yep. Should have been Pontiac's ball.
Yep. That's why. So none of that counter that just happened.
Just out of curiosity, why are they inbounding at half court if the streak's inbounding from the baseline? But now Joe Crook got it corrected.
Camellia Schwartzman in, 5'9", junior for the streaks, inbound. No, Hunt gets away, puts it up. Missed the shot, though. Camellia Schwartzman with a rebound. Gives way to Riley Jenkins. Riley gives to Kaylee Miller, left wing. Back to Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Looks over the defense, dribbles left. Now to Kaylee Miller, back to Riley Jenkins, out high left side. Puts it on the floor, back to Kaylee Miller, left baseline. And tried to get inside to Camellia Schwartzman. Camellia had looked the other way. Fortunately, one of the Pontiac girls, I think it was, Barnett got her hand on, knocked it out of bounds. Kaylee Miller on the inbound, left baseline, three-pointer is short. Rebound comes out long as she's able to run it down. Gets knocked to the floor. Now Mashing comes away with it. Mashing down the right side, bothered by Riley Jenkins, but puts it up and in.
She's got all seven of their points.
Yes, she does, doesn't she? A three and a couple of twos. 17-7 streaks lead, 3:20 to play first half. Camellia Schwartzman out high, left side, between the circles, gets to Kaylee Miller, swing it to Cadence Leidick, right baseline, back to Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Kaylee Miller out high, left side, left baseline, Cadence Leidick outside the three-point arc. She'll penetrate, puts up the runner from 10, missed it, and the rebound comes away to Pontiac in the form of Hunt. She'll give to Fisher, she'll bring it across right of the center circle with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Streaks lead 17-7.
Did Cadence shoot that?
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
Near steal by Camellia, but, ran into – she saw Ringel was not being careful with the ball, so Camellia jumped out at her, but made some body contact. First foul on Camellia Schwartzman. And back in for the streaks is Audrey Peck and Lauren Livingston. And Kaylee Miller and Camellia Schwartzman will get a break. 2:50 to play first half. Streaks lead 17-7. right wing Barnett, give and go. Ringel down on the right baseline, missed the shot, bothered by Audrey Peck, and Audrey with a rebound. Now it's Riley Jenkins across midcourt. She'll set the offense. Brings it left. Back between the circles, Lauren Livingston, right wing, Cadence Leidick. Outside the three-point arc, ball gets tapped away. Cadence able to run it down.
Walk to the ball.
It gets knocked into the backcourt, and Cadence was attacked. She couldn't get up because
Ringel's
on her legs. Yeah, and it's fortunately going to go back to the streaks. It went off of Barnett last. And Coach Massey, that's what he's trying to say. I don't think any of the officials saw that Cadence got tackled. She couldn't even get up.
Yeah, and Ringel clearly grabbed her leg so she couldn't get away, and that started a scrum for the basketball, and fortunately for the streaks, as you said, it went out of bounds off of Hunt.
Riley Jenkins, Audrey Peck up and in, and she's fouled. Foul on Fisher. Good job. Riley got the cross-court pass from Chelsea Stevenson, dumped it right inside to Audrey Peck, turned, put it up and in, and took the contact. Foul on Michaela Fisher, her first. Audrey Peck's first points of the game and a chance at the three-point play. 2:09 to play in the half, 19-7 streaks. Now make it 20 as Audrey hits the free throw. 20-7 streaks here in the first half. Right wing, this is Barnett. Out high to Fisher, top of the key. Goes to the free throw line, kicks out to Ringel on the left wing. She'll drive baseline, gets cut off. Now kicks back out to mashing Ooh. Near steal by Chelsea Stevenson. Tapped it up in the air, couldn't quite reel it in, though. It'll be mashing to inbound in front of the streaks bench, and it comes to Fisher out high on the left side, under 2 minutes to play. Inside, knocked away by Audrey Peck. They had Hunt double-teamed. Lauren Livingston was doubling down. They helped out, and the streaks come away with the steal. Lauren Livingston tried to dump it inside to Audrey Peck. Got knocked away, though, by Fisher, and Pontiac comes up with it. This is Ringel. Drives right baseline. She's pretty quick with the ball. Missed the shot, though. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. She'll bring it up herself. Gets bumped by Ringel. Just past midcourt, and that's going to be the second foul on Ringel, and that is the 17th foul. So Riley Jenkins is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. When she had the three-shot foul, I know she missed the second. I didn't mark the third. Did she miss the third?
She made the third.
She did make the third. Okay. So she's three of five so far tonight, and a chance of the one and bonus here.
Yeah, Riley does a nice job at the free throw line. The thing that I like most is she's got a routine down. And, you know, some players get up there and they just look unsure. And she's very assertive when she gets the line. She knows what she's going to do and goes right at it. And usually if she misses one like she did during those three, she's able to convert by fixing her form.
And perfect on those two. Make it 22-7 streaks, 1:27 to play first half. Mashing across midcourt, left side. Left wing it goes to Alyssa Fox. Top of the key, it's Fisher. Out high right side, Barnett. Right wing mashing, working against Chelsea Stevenson. Tries to penetrate, cut off, looks for help. Top of the key to Fisher. Left wing, this is Hunt. Kicks it over to Mashing. Mashing left side to Fisher. She'll fire from 18. Ooh. Banked it in. Again, same thing. I don't know how you bank it in from that angle. If she tried, she probably couldn't.
First non-matching points of the game for Pontiac.
Michaela Fisher makes it 22-9. Was it 9?
Yep.
Yeah, 22-9. Riley Jenkins, high post. Audrey Peck kicks it over to Lily Hudgens, who's in. Kicks it back out to Riley Jenkins. She'll fire the three from out of high right side. Good! High arcer, nothing but net there. Just her second basket, and she's got 10. Make it 25-9 streaks with 35 seconds to play in the half. Nice inside-out game by the streaks that time.
Yeah, and a good job utilization of the skip pass by the streaks. They're not lollipopping them. They're really hitting line drives to each other.
Left baseline. This is mashing. Spins away and lots of travel. They didn't call. And, now Chelsea Stevenson, unfortunately, get called for the foul. She probably did get a piece of her, but mashing was losing control of the ball. Chelsea reached up for it, got her on the wrist.
Yeah, it looked like she got her square on the wrist. And, unfortunately, when it's everybody's staring at it like that after she almost lost the ball, it's an easy call.
That is the first foul on Chelsea, 14 fouls on the streaks. Driving in wildly is Barnett, and she's going to be fouled by Lauren Livingston. That's her first foul. Now 5 team fouls on the streaks. You know, it's interesting, the team earlier, Alton, was one of those teams that can make you look bad, but the streaks actually look pretty good against them. They're hard to guard because they're really athletic, yet very undisciplined. They weren't great basketball players. These girls from Pontiac are way more disciplined, but Alton, they were very athletic. They had some length, they had some speed and quickness, and the kind of team that can make you look bad, but the streaks did a really, really good job against them defensively. Again, had trouble giving up offensive boards, though, against them.
Yeah. Well, and that's a tough thing to to teach that you've got to really have players that are going to sell out and get concerned about rooting girls out of there.
Shot up and no good, but the rebound, Lauren Livingston puts it up and in. Who missed it? Was that Riley that took that first shot?
It was Riley, yeah.
And the first half comes to an end, and it's a good one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. In the finale of the Thanksgiving tournament, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Pontiac Indians 27-10. We'll come back and bring our halftime show, run down the halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Clark Howard.
This is Clark Howard.
What you don't know about investing and saving for the future can really hurt you. If you go to one of the discounters, Charles Schwab, Fidelity Investments, and Vanguard, which are the big three discounters, the costs are going down to the lowest prices ever. At the same time, full price places like insurance companies and full commission stockbrokers have kept their fees sky high.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at John Field Gym. Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Pontiac Indians 27-10. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By the way, the Hall of Fame ceremony is wrapped up in the Learning Center. That audio is available on our website, WGIL.com. If you would like to hear that, it's on our website, WGIL.com. Coming up between games, we'll have the introduction for you of those Hall of Fame inductees, as they'll introduce some between the boys and girls games here. So the girls won their game earlier today. They defeated Alton by a final of 62-33. They lead here tonight 27-10. At halftime, coming up next, the Galesburg High boys set to take on the Champaign Central Maroons in what should be a pretty good game tonight between two pretty good teams. Neither team with a lot of size. Central, I think, has several players in the 6'3 to 6'5 range. So pretty athletic. Streaks pretty athletic as well, so should be a good game here tonight. What's on the upcoming schedule? Well, coming up, GHS girls on Thursday night. Conference game here at John Thiel Gym. It's the first time we'll see The Rock Island Rocks without Bree Beal in the last 4 years. So we'll finally get
Thank
to see
you.
That. Yes, finally get to see that. That's coming up next Thursday night. But let's see, what else we have coming up? The boys next Friday night. They will be on the road to Quincy to open the Western Big Six season. And then next Saturday, the girls will have their first Saturday conference game. They'll be on the road at United Township a week from today. The boys, will turn around. They will have a Tuesday night conference game the following week on December 10th when they will play host to the Sterling Golden Warriors. So it's just a really weird schedule this year. Some Saturday conference games for the girls, some Tuesday night conference games for the boys. So some strange things going on. Illinois Fighting Illini basketball also coming up. They play Miami. Monday night they play Miami. And we'll have that for you here. Pick it up at 6 o'clock on WGIO. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead 27-10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
The official WGIL forecast, areas of fog tonight with a chance of rain, possibly mixing with snow and thunder later overnight, low 35. Rain and snow tomorrow morning, turning to all rain in the afternoon with wind gusts near 30 miles an hour, a high of 38. Cloudy and blustery with wind gusts still near 30 miles an hour tomorrow night, low 27. Sunny on Monday, a high of 36. Right now, it's 43 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Pontiac Indians 27-10. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Belcher, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg, member SIPC. Streaks led in scoring by Riley Jenkins with 10 points, a 3, a 2, and 5 of 7 from the free throw line. 6 points for Lauren Livingston, a couple of baskets, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 3 points for Audrey Peck on a basket and a free throw. 4 points for Chelsea Stevenson on a couple of baskets, 2 for Kaylee Miller on a basket, 2 for Cadence Lydick on a basket. Streets with 1 3-pointer, 8 for 11 from the foul line. For the Pontiac Indians, for the longest time, their first 7 points scored by Addison Mashing, a 3 and a couple of 2s, and then Michaela Fisher got a basket, and then they got a free throw from Sydney Barnett, the 1 3-pointer, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Not many stats to add up their points for Pontiac.
No. Although, they did have 12 turnovers.
Ah, well, there you go. Yeah.
12 turnovers for the Indians, 7 for the Silver Streaks. 13 rebounds for Pontiac, a much better rebounding effort by the Streaks. 24 rebounds there in the first half, including a 12-1 offensive rebounding edge, which is something we haven't seen the Streaks do a lot of.
Yeah.
Pontiac shot at 4 of 18 from the field, which doesn't sound terrible, but realistically only getting 18 shots up wasn't a good sign.
Yeah.
Streaks, on the other hand, are 9 for 31, which is a nice improvement because they were only 4 of their first 20. They finished 5 of their last 11.
Halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones. member SIPC. By the way, we're talking about the Hall of Fame class getting inducted. They'll all be introduced in between games. Coach Bill Sargent, Bonnie Apsey, class of 95, of course, played for the Streaks for Coach Evan Massey, then played basketball at University of Illinois. Lance Ayton going in, of course, a great baseball player, and his son following in his footsteps. And I know you're happy to see Connor's going to pitching for your Bradley Braves next year, unless he gets drafted, then doesn't head there. You never know.
Yeah, but it's not the end of the world to be able to say, hey,
that's
this guy we got.
Exactly, yeah. Kylie Cavanaugh, an outstanding volleyball player, and went on and played at Parkland and Eastern Illinois University. Katie Hosting, another great volleyball player, played middle hitter at Western Illinois University. John Chapman, former wrestling coach. Bob Dara, veteran. John Chapman, veteran. Eric Doss, 1976, played on that 76 team that went to state for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins, 18-footer right on top of the three-point arc, puts it up and in, and the Streaks now lead 29-10. The 1967 football team also being inducted, and a friend of athletics, Emma Sargent, used to see her at every single game here before she passed away, always supporting her kids and grandkids, and Emma being inducted. Streaks opened the second half with a nice offensive play and a wide-open shot for Riley Jenkins, and she nails it.
Again, a nice shot by the Streaks, skipping the ball from side to side, got Riley open for that jumper. Slow rotation by the Indians.
Mashing has it knocked away by Kaylee Miller, able to get it back. Now out high, this is Ringel with it out in the center circle. Streaks in a man-to-man defense, which we've pretty much seen them play all year. Out high right side to Hunt, and Ringel got away, lost a handle, then got it off to Einhaus. She missed the shot. Hunt goes over the back for the rebound, then gets tied up, and then turns and puts a shot up. And unfortunately, Lauren Livingston get called for the foul. Reached in on the shot. A lot of contact in there, and Lauren picks up her second foul, first foul of the second half. So that will put Lindsay Hunt at the free throw line with two shots. She has not scored in the game for Pontiac.
Yeah, 0 for 2. She does have four rebounds, though, one offensive, which is that last one.
And now she has a point. Five players on the bench for Coach Brad Harmon.
One of which hasn't taken the pants off yet, so.
Second shot for Hunt is up and good as well. And make it 29-12 streak, 6:48 to play here in the third quarter. Riley Jenkins with it. Kaylee Miller left side, looks over the defense, left baseline, Chelsea Stevenson outside the three-point arc. Now back to Kaylee Miller, swing it over to Riley Jenkins on the right wing. Now swing it to Chelsea Stevenson, left baseline for three, short, rebound weak side off the hands of Lauren Livingston, and Mashing comes away with it for Pontiac.
Again, another nice look by the Streaks, skipping that ball around the exterior, getting the open look, and Chelsea just a little short on that three.
Einhaus with it out high right side, right baseline. It goes to Ringel outside the three-point arc, working against Riley Jenkins. Out high it goes to Hunt. Top of the key, this is Mashing with it. Left wing it goes to Toman. Toman gives way to Ringel. Einhaus on the left wing now, goes to the left elbow, kicks top of the key to Hunt. She'll drive down the right side lane, got away, got free, got it up, and bothered. And I don't know if Riley Jenkins got a piece of it or not, but she missed the shot. Riley comes away with a rebound. Nice look from Kaylee Miller to Lauren Livingston running the floor. Lauren couldn't get the shot to fall. Ringel comes away with a rebound. Left wing it goes to Mashing. Top of the key, this is Hunt. Thought about the three. Then Audrey Peck closes out on her, tries to penetrate, now spins into the paint, and it's stolen away by Lauren Livingston. Yeah, I think she got away with a double dribble, but Lauren Livingston came up with the ball anyway for the Streaks. Now kicks it to Kaylee Miller, left wing, top of the key, Riley Jenkins. She'll penetrate, dumps it down to Lauren Livingston. Oh, nice wraparound pass to Audrey Peck, up and in, and she's fouled.
Yeah, great pass there by Lauren Livingston, a wraparound pass. Wrapped it along the baseline, around a defender, right to Audrey Peck. She grabbed the ball, she put it up, absorbed the contact, finished, and the harm.
5:19 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 31-12. Audrey Peck with a chance at the traditional three-point play. Had the chance at it earlier and got one in the first half. Free throw is up and good. So she has converted two traditional three-point plays. She's got six, make it 32-12 Streaks. Mashing across midcourt, out high left side to Ringel. Ringel to Einhaus, out high on the left side. Now it's out high to Toman. Left baseline goes to Ringel. She'll bring it out to the wing. Penetrates. Runner is up and missed it. Fell to the floor. No contact. And Riley Jenkins comes away with it. Streaks on the run. Ooh, had Cadence Leidick running to the basket. And Riley knows she made a mistake on that one. Threw it behind Cadence. And Streaks turn it over. A rare unforced error there by the Streaks here tonight. Under 5 minutes to play in the third quarter, 32-12 Streaks lead. Silver Streak boys basketball coming up. They were obviously behind. Now a steal by Lauren Livingston. They try to force it inside. 3-on-1 break. Lauren gives to Riley Jenkins running the floor. Lay it up and in left side. 34-12. So running behind here, the boys pregame is supposed to be starting in about 4 minutes, and they're supposed to tip off at 7:30. That's not going to happen. Of course, the game before ours ran way long. And now Rangel just loses the ball, tried to bull her way into the paint and loses it, and the Streaks come back the other way.
Double Jenkins dribble, among other things.
Oh, nice pass. Cadence Leidick, a no-look from Riley Jenkins to Cadence Leidick. She lays it up on the right side, and a timeout called by Brad Harmon with 4:13 to play here in the third quarter. It's Galesburg 36, Pontiac 12, just a 30-second timeout. So the Streaks coming out with some good energy here in the in the second half, and, you know, when you're getting the shots they're getting, you don't need to hit perimeter shots because you don't need to take perimeter shots.
Right, and, you know, on the other side of things, Coach Harmon's team looks like they're trying to play a lot of hero ball here.
Yeah.
Whoever handles, gets the ball last, just drives into the lane and tries to get an opening to put a shot in the air. And that's not going to work against the Streaks defense. You've got to move the ball. You've got to get some action with some screens. And we just have seen a very stagnant offense from these Indians.
Yeah, and Rangel two times in a row now is trying to force her way in and thought maybe she'd get the contact. But she's gone in there wildly, and the Streaks are just kind of stepping away, and she's fallen and just lost the ball.
Well, that last time she double dribbled and then traveled and then just gave up the ball.
Fisher will bring it the other way. Ringel goes to the bench and gets a break, and Coach Harmon talking to her and mashing right now.
I think Coach Harmon, this is a message right now. He's got his second squad in there.
Bryn Pickett, a sophomore, in there, and she goes to the floor after it and hustles and knocks it away. Toman gets it and traveled. They didn't call it. She was trying to keep her going over back, but Riley Jenkins comes up with a steal anyway. Riley, left side on the wing. Hesitation dribble, drives in, up off the glass, and in. Nice move. Riley Jenkins, she's got 16, and make it 38-12 Streaks with 3:38 to play in the third.
Well, it doesn't look like Coach Harmon has a ball handler on the floor right now, which is just blood in the water for these Streaks defenders.
Near steal by Cadence Leidick, and it was Pickett just lost the ball, and then a travel.
By Toman.
So the Streaks will bring it back the other way. How many is that now?
That's 17.
17 and 12 points for Pontiac, 17 turnovers. Now back in, you have got, Hunt. So they got some size back in there, but...
still no ball handlers.
Nope. Audrey Peck out high on the right side, out between the circles. Chelsea Stevenson gives to Riley Jenkins. She'll pull it back out and reset the offense out near the center circle. Right wing, Audrey Peck. Out high, Arlita Brown back to Riley Jenkins to have the key. Back door to Audrey Peck. Left side turns up off the glass and in. Nice play by the Streaks. Nice patient. Audrey Peck grabs, turns, shoots. 40-12 Streaks. Left baseline, three-pointer is up and away and no good. And Audrey Peck with the rebound for the Streaks. Under 3 minutes to play. Now to Cadence Leidick running the floor up off the glass and in. Cadence Leidick with a quick 4 points here in the third quarter. She's got six for the game. Make it 42-12 Streaks with 2:35 to play in the third quarter. Hunt penetrates inside the free throw line, pulls up with the 8-footer, no good. Arlita Brown with a rebound for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins, nice look to Cadence Leidick again, running the floor, too strong on the shot, and now we're going to have a foul on the rebound. They're going to say Audrey Peck went over the back of Bryn Pickett.
Yeah, Audrey tried to do the move we've seen her do a few times, Tom, which is she jumps over the top and uses those long arms to grab the basketball. Unfortunately, there she missed on the first attempt and ended up bumping into the Pontiac player, committing the foul.
2:23 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 42-12. Well, at least it'll be a quick fourth quarter, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And wow, I can't believe Ringel hasn't come back into this ballgame at Reinhouse to handle
the ball. Oh, no, now she is.
She is back,
but she's not handling the ball.
Basketball.
Yeah. Fisher gives way to Barnett. Barnett on the dribble. Now she'll give to Ringel, and a timeout called by Coach Brad Harmon. Full timeout will take one as well. Streaks lead 42-12, 2:10 to play third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Delivered your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Back here at the old gymnasium, it's the Silver Streaks with a 42-12 lead with 2:10 left to go in the third quarter here. The Silver Streaks just putting on a defensive clinic right now, Tom. They've smothered the Pontiac ball handlers, and I think Coach Harmon now is really focusing on coaching the little things. He had a couple of substitutions that looked like they were message substitutions, took his ball handlers out, and a couple of the starters in an effort to kind of say, hey, we're not playing this hero ball where you're just going to grab the ball and go running into the lane with it.
Yeah, and they look like a pretty, pretty disciplined team, but that completely changed here in the third quarter. The Streaks took them right out of it. And like you said, I think Coach Harmon wanted to send a message to these girls. Pontiac with the basketball, 2:04 to play, third quarter, Streaks leading 42-12. This is mashing with it, gives to Ringel, left wing. She'll penetrate to the left elbow, kicks it over to Barnett. And now a steal by Lauren Livingston. Two-on-two break. Ball gets away, and running it down is Lily Hudgens. And now she gets bumped, loses control, gets knocked to the floor. Now we're going to have a tie-up, and the possession was going to... Timeout called by Coach Massey. You know, and I've said this time and time again, and even though it's to the Streaks' advantage this time, I hate when there's a loose ball that they let somebody call timeout because Nobody got possession. You can only call timeout if you've got possession.
Exactly. Well, it's even worse when it's the bench calling the timeout because the bench just starts screaming timeout the moment that the ball goes to the floor and it's their player near the ball.
Yeah,
and so then the officials automatically react and grant the timeout, even though, and we, you know, and like you said, we saw this come back to bite the Streaks in the last game against Geneseo.
Yep, absolutely. 1:45 to play third quarter. 1:45 to play third quarter. Streaks with a lead, 42-12, and they will have the basketball on their own left baseline. So I guess we take advantage of it when we get it, but I don't like the fact that they give it to you because, you have to have possession of the ball to call timeout. Nobody had possession because they were getting ready to call the jump ball.
And Lily got away possibly with a travel, too, as she might have had the ball in her hand when she first initially hit the floor.
Kaylee Miller to inbound from the left baseline. And then it comes, bounces for Lauren Livingston on the right block and can't hit the shot, but she's hammered. I think it's going to go against Mashing. I'm not sure. Nope. Was it Mashing or did they call Barnett? That did go against Mashing. Addison Mashing, her first foul. That'll send Lauren Livingston to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 6 points in the ball game, 2 for 3 from the line, and hit that one. 43-12 Streaks. 1:44 to play in the third. Second shot, missed that one, and the rebound comes out long, and it's run down by Fox, and she'll give way to Fisher. Down court, and they throw it away. Oh, nearly threw it away, but Ringel able to save it inbounds to Mashing on the left side. Now to Ringel, left wing, fakes, drives, and gives to Fisher, top of the key, out high right side. This is Fox. Gives to Ringel, left baseline, fires a three, good.
Oh, yeah, push underneath, is it? Oh, they're counting the shot.
Yeah, and the push was that as the ball came through. It's going to go against Pontiac, I believe, because they're walking back the other way. Let's see. It goes against Fisher. So Fisher picks up the foul. That's her second. And that was Ringel that hit the three. That was a good-looking shot from Ringel that time on the three. 43-15, 1:25 to play in the third quarter. Kaylee Miller will bring it across for the Streaks, across the timeline, right side, hands off to Cadence Leidick. She'll bounce for Lauren Livingston near the center circle. Lauren dribbles left, picks up. Arlita Brown between the circles. Left wing it goes to Cadence Leidick. She'll fire from on top of the three-point arc, too strong, and the rebound comes down to Mashing for Pontiac. Mashing across midcourt in the center circle. Left wing it goes to Barnett. Barnett pulls back, fires a 17-footer, missed it.
A little step back.
Rebound comes out long to Mashing. It gets knocked away. She gets a backup off the glass and in left side. Addison Mashing. She had all 7 of their points early in the ballgame. Now she's got 9. 43-17 Streaks. Left wing, Lily Hudgens. Out between the circles, Kaylee Miller. She'll direct some traffic with 38 seconds to play. Arlita Brown, top of the key, right wing. Kaylee Miller. Nice backdoor pass to Arlita Brown. Left hand up off the glass and in. Worked it to perfection. Nice feed from Kaylee Miller. I thought, like, oh, you missed Lauren going through there. What she was looking for, she was waiting for Arlita to come wide open on the right behind her, and that's what happened. 18 seconds to play. Mashing fires a three out high left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Lauren Livingston for the Streaks. Lauren with 11 seconds to play. Gives to Lily Hudgens. 17-footer left wing. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Barnett for Pontiac. 4 seconds to play. I don't think Fisher knows how much time is left. 2, one, and she tried to pass the ball, didn't even know how much time was left, and she threw it out of bounds anyway. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 45, the Pontiac Indians 17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Listen to this year's Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony by going to the local sports section of WGIL.com.
8 minutes to play. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Pontiac Indians. Pontiac will have the basketball to start the final quarter. Streaks need to get a stop and a basket to get the continuous clock. We can hope for that.
And I would imagine lots of people within the athletic department would love to see that happen to have. Granted, we're not going to be able to get this thing back on time, but at least get it closer.
Yeah, because we're already behind, and we still have the Hall of Fame introductions, and so it would be nice to get things going a little bit quicker here in the fourth quarter. Pontiac with the basketball. Tom Meredith here, Gibson here at John Field. Jim, Brad Benoit, Steve Cheeseman will take over. We'll do a quick post-game wrap-up and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as it gets set to introduce all the Hall of Famers. When we get this... game over with. Top of the key, this is mashing for Pontiac. Out high right side to Ringel. Ringel, nice backdoor pass.
Oh!
Shot blocked by Lauren Livingston. Nice backdoor pass to Einhaus, and she thought she had an easy two, and Lauren Livingston came out of nowhere, doubled down, and slapped it away.
Yeah, that was a big block.
Oh, that was one of those statement blocks. You know, as a coach, you think, yeah, try to tap it up and get the rebound. But she slapped that one right out of bounds. Mashing down the right side on the inbound, laid it up, missed it. Kaylee Miller with a rebound for the Streaks. Kaylee on the run across midcourt. Down court it goes to Chelsea Stevenson, right wing. Back to Kaylee out high right side. To Riley Jenkins out high left side. Fires a three. Good! Riley Jenkins having another big game. She's got 19 and make it 48-17. And now we'll have continuous clock, but there is a timeout. And is this a...
Coach
30?
Massey called us?
Yep, he's going to get some subs in now. He wanted to get it up to 30. Now he's going to put some subs in. Camellia Schwartzman coming in. Megan Roan, Armani Rivas, Abby Endoff, and Grace Nelson all will come in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. So we'll have continuous clock when we resume play here, and a new five in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And they all got playing time in the game earlier today. We had some continuous clock in the early game as well. Armani came in, hit a three, hit one for two from the free throw line. She made her presence known right off the bat. All right, Pontiac will bring it the length of the court. And again, we'll have a straight seven, just over 7 minutes, unless there's a timeout. Met by Abby Entoff at midcourt. This is Ringel. Oh, backdoor pass to Toman. Got away from Roan there, and an easy two for Pontiac.
Just fell asleep there on the backside.
Yeah. Abby Entoff, right wing, top of the key to Megan Roan. Left wing, it's Grace Nelson. Grace looks over the defense, brings it back out high, gets Armani Rivas top of the key. Now Grace Nelson between their circles will reset the offense. Out high left side, Camellia Schwartzman. Now it's Megan Roan. Right wing to Grace Nelson. Top of the key goes Abby Entoff. Back out high, this is Grace Nelson. She'll reset. Streaks taking their time, trying to work the offense. Grace Nelson drives right side, picks up on the wing. Free throw line, Megan Roan from 15, missed it. Rebound comes down to mashing for Pontiac. Goes to Toman on the left wing, out between the circles. This is Ringel. Right side, Einhaus tried to get to Ringel on the give and go and went off of her hands, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way with 6:14 and counting.
You don't see that often, announcement during play.
I think they were trying to get the Hall of Famers where they needed them to be, I guess. Megan Roan out high left side, Grace Nelson. Top of the key, now right side, Abby Endoff fires from on top of the three-point line. Missed it. Rebound, Armani Rivas runs it down the left baseline. Lost the handle on, now picked it up, gives to Grace Nelson. She'll reset the offense for the Streaks. Camellia Schwartzman out high left side, left wing. Armani Rivas drives baseline, kicks back to... Camellia back to Armani on the left wing. Top of the key, Megan Rohn.
I could see it being intimidating for Armani to drive to the lane, but if she got a floater, that would have been a perfect opportunity to pull it out.
Now the dribble drive up and no good by Grace Nelson, and the ball falls out of bounds, and Pontiac will bring it back the other way. 5:23 to play and counting. Across midcourt, this is Ringel for Pontiac. Looking for help, now gives to Hunt. Now backdoor pass, stolen away by Abby Entoff. Abby on the dribble, she'll bring it across herself, across midcourt, right side. Picks up, now looks for help with 5:03 to play. Bounces for Megan Rohn between the circles, left wing, Grace Nelson. Thought about the three, now kicks to Armani Rivas. She'll fire the three, top of the key. It landed flat on the flat part of the iron and then fell through. So her second three in as many games, and make it 51-19 streaks. Toman to Ringel out near the center circle. Ringel drives left side, picks up, kicks out to Mashing between the circles. Now to Ringel. Ringel drives to the free throw line, kicks it right baseline to Hunt. She'll fire the three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound down to Mashing for Pontiac, puts it up, no, but she's fouled by Armani Rivas. Armani is all over the floor. She'll mix it up with the big. She doesn't care.
No, I was just going to say, she is going to be involved in everything. And she got in there, and that rebound got in there. She's not afraid to put a shot up, as we saw there. She was ready to fire that three the moment the ball touched her fingertips.
Mashing hits the first free throw. Make it 51-20, clock running. Lily Hudgens back in. She'll replace Grace Nelson with under 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks leading 51-20. So we'll wrap up with a quick post game here. Second shot by Mashing is up and good. And then we'll have the Hall of Fame, just the introduction of the new Hall of Famers. And Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will take over for Silver Streak boys basketball as they wrap up the Thanksgiving tournament against the Champaign Central Maroons. Should be a good game. Nice backdoor pass from Lily Hudgens to Camellia Schwartzman. Puts it up and in. No dribble, grabbed it and put it up. Yeah.
Great ball movement. They got the ball. Camellia came through the lane, and they were able to lead her right to the basket, was Lily.
Now Lily Hudgens blocks Mashing shot. She came down with a rebound, air ball from Einhaus, but the rebound comes down to Hunt. She puts it up and in. She's got three, make it 53-23 streaks, 3:13 to play. Right wing, Abby Entoff with it. Between the circles, Megan Rohn to Lily Hudgens, three-pointer left wing. Good! Lily Hudgens with the three. That's three in the quarter for the Streaks. Make it 56-23, under 3 minutes to play.
Yeah, those bench squads come in, and they're just fired, letting the ball go.
And they're playing against the Pontiac starter still. They're fired up. Hunt on the right wing. Top of the key to Einhaus. Left wing to Toman outside the three-point arc. Toman puts it on the floor. Penetrates. Kicks back out to Mashing. Travel, no call. Goes to the free throw line. Gets to Ringel, left wing. She drives to the left elbow. Now stops. Kicks out to Einhaus on the right wing. Top of the key. Hunt. She'll fire the three from straight on. No good. Rebound to Armani lost it. Ringel comes up with it. Down the right side. Up off the glass and in. And substitute for the streak says Grace Nelson will come back in, and she'll replace Lily Hudgens. So Ringel with the two. She's got 5:56-25 streaks, 2:15 to play with a continuous clock here in the fourth quarter. Grace Nelson, left wing, it's Armani Rivas. Gets picked from Megan Rohn, drives baseline, can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Toman for Pontiac. 2 minutes to play. Einhaus across midcourt, right side. On the dribble, down the right side, kicks out to Toman. She'll hand off to Ringel on the right wing. She brings it back out high. Ringel on the dribble, out between the circles. Right baseline to Einhaus, fake the three. Now penetrates, cut off by Armani Rivas and a near steal. Yes, and Armani comes up with a steal. Quick hands, one-on-two break. Armani down the right side, blows right past on, but couldn't hit the shot. Man, did a little hesitation dribble, and that's all it took to slow Hunt up, and she blew right past her. Now Coach Harmon's going to clear his bench. Well, he's only got four available on the bench, so somebody's got to stay in there. Did he have five?
Cameron Fettern's on the bench. Oh, okay. She's still got her pants on. I don't think she's playing.
I guess he just did have five. Mashing's still on there, so just four new ones came in. Mashing stayed in with him. 108 to play. Right baseline. This is Barnett. Gives to Fisher inside the top of the key. Can't hit the shot. Rebound comes out long, and Armani Rivas comes away with it. Two-on-two break. Armani tried to make something happen. Down the right side. Laid it up. Partially blocked. Fisher comes down with a rebound. Fisher for Pontiac across midcourt. Left wing it goes to Fox. Bounces down low. Up off the glass and in. That is Bryn Pickett, sophomore, with her first basket. 56-27, 40 seconds to play. Abby Endoff, right wing. Top of the key, Megan Roan. Left wing, it goes to Grace Nelson. She'll fire, and they were holding up the three time. I thought she had the her foot on the line. Missed it anyway. And Pontiac comes away with it. This is mashing. Right baseline, it goes to Pickett. She picks up, looks for help, gives to mashing right wing with 20 seconds to play. Top of the key, Fisher just inside the three-point arc, made the two. That is second basket for Michaela Fisher.
Somebody playing games down there with Bryn Fisher, or Bryn Pickett, excuse me, started counting down.
Yeah.
And that's why she picked the ball up.
Abby Endoff penetrates inside the free throw line. The runner up off the glass. Oh, too hard. Camellia Schwartzman with the rebound at the buzzer. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 4-2 on the season. Streaks defeat the Pontiac Indians. Final, Galesburg 56, Pontiac 29. We'll take a quick break, come back, and quickly run down some stats for you and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And then we'll have the presentation of the new Hall of Fame inductees and Galesburg High Boys Basketball. Streaks win at 56-29. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.